Reflection by Father Luis Sassano. Mark 10, 46 through 52. Master, I want to see. Number 1, sitting by the roadside. Bartimaeus is the figure of the person who is tired of walking through life and who feels ignored. Jesus is passing by, but Bartimaeus is certain he's not going to see him or pay any attention to him. Many times, you might feel ignored by society or a crowd, so much so that you can't see where your life is going. On top of that, you even feel that God is busy with other things and has no time for you. To be sitting by and blind means to feel weak, no longer wanting to put your strength into something that you're not sure whether or not will happen in your life, because you can't see clearly. Often, we are blind and tired. Number 2, to be silent. Many times, people want to silence you so that you don't speak out. Sometimes it can be people around you, and others it can be also internal things that can make you feel keep quiet. For example, when your head keeps spinning around and repeats once and again, don't say anything, he's busy, why bother? Or also, when fear forces you to keep quiet because you are afraid of being reprimanded or hurt. Shame also makes you keep silent because you are ashamed of what you've done or what you've gone through. All these things try to hush you and silence the pain you're experiencing and the feeling of loss that dwells in you. Today, try to overcome this and shout out. Say what is happening to you and talk to someone about what you're feeling, because everything has a solution. Talk about it. Face it. Number 3, take courage. How beautiful this is. Take courage because Jesus is calling you. You have to get rid of that blindness. Ask God to help you to get rid of whatever is binding you. You can have a beautiful life, and God is telling you today that you have a huge opportunity to see your life clearly again and walk. Setting out on the path of your life is a challenge, and I know it's difficult. But if you have faith, I can assure you that you'll get ahead. Take courage. You're not alone, because we won't abandon you. Today, more than ever, conquer everything that prevents you from speaking out and expressing what you're going through, so that we can illuminate you with solutions and you can see your own life clearly. There's life, and God wants to live it with you. Remember, something good is on the way. God bless you and be with you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.